Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we explore how to apply skills and competencies to the world of work.
Welcome to our Skills of the Future podcast. Our theme for this series is HR Game Changers, applying skills and competencies to the world of work. My name is Dan Vanderwerf. I'm principal consultant and co-founder at Perennial Talent. In this episode, I'll be talking to Anya Gori about employee engagement and building internal talent. Anya is people-driven and an intuitive people and culture advocate who is passionate about developing experiences and employee engagement, growing careers, teams, and individual dreams. Through her experience within the real estate and development space, as well as her present endeavors within a global telecommunications organization, she has strong experience and skills in employee engagement, experience, and programming initiatives, all cycles of talent acquisition and building internal talent, talent management and development, process re-engineering, and policy and procedure. Her constant curiosity and passion drives her to be a lifelong investigator and learner. She loves creating, inventing, and initiating more powerful and innovative methods to engage, develop, and retain top talent. As a senior associate of people and culture for Global Telecommunications Organization, she works within the people and culture enablement space, working with engagement, process re-engineering, and policy analysis. Awesome. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Dan. I am great. I am very, very excited to be here. I'm not enjoying the warm weather that we're having around here, but I like a white Christmas, but it's good. How are you?
Fair enough. Yeah, I think we broke a record today or yesterday in Toronto. It was up to 16 degrees, which is, much warmer than usual. But yeah, I'm doing well. Can't complain. Thanks for asking.
Awesome.
So usually I like to start these off with a nice little icebreaker question just to get the conversation flowing. So can you tell me about the best thing that you have watched or read lately?
Absolutely. Good question. So I'm a big Netflix advocate. I love Netflix. In terms of what I've watched, I caught up on all the Ozark seasons. I kind of rewatched them because I'm pretty sure a new season's coming out in the new year if you've watched it. So that's a really good one. Recommend that to anyone. In terms of reading lately, it's gotten super busy, but I had a chance to get through, for anyone who may have read it previously, Birds of All Feathers, Michael Bach. That's a diversity and inclusion one. It's a really great read for anyone just looking to get some introductory information on kind of diversity a little bit more. And The Power of Moments actually was a really great one by Chip and Dan Heath. In respect to, honestly, an employee engagement perspective too, was one that was recommended to me previously. So enjoyed both of those and would recommend for any holiday reading if anyone's looking for it.
Awesome. Those are great recommendations. Yeah, I recently read Birds of All Feathers as well. And I think Michael's coming out with a newer book in the near future too. So kind of keep an eye out for when that one hits the shelves. But yeah, it's
definitely
a nice kind of entry level introduction for people working in the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. Yeah, it's definitely a good read.
No, I agree.
All right. So shifting to our more employee engagement focused questions. So how do you think the world of employee engagement has changed given the new realities of work?
Yeah, good question. I think, what are we rounding up on? The past 2 years have been very different for us. I think on a perspective of employee engagement for organizations overall and the new reality of what we're facing. So short answer, definitely it's been different. It's definitely been out of routine and difficult for most. I think looking at that in a broader sense, first and foremost, the challenge was always, even previous to kind of the new reality, was always how do we engage our workforce? I think that's been the biggest challenge across the board and the biggest shift for many organizations and leaders. So, how do we keep our employees motivated, engaged, driven, given the new reality, the remote or flex type environment and the shifts that we have experienced and the disruptions over the past couple of years? We're really faced with keeping our employees engaged while also facing those mass disruptions. So what has really changed? I think everything has on employee engagement perspective. I think, though, it's really important to identify what challenges are we facing. So when I look at employee engagement and I look at the changes that we've experienced or the changes that are always happening day in and day out, I look external first because I really feel external changes in our environments are what feed an internal shift or an internal need. So four different things that I think we've experienced as an economy, as a society globally, within organizations personally and professionally. For one, globalization has been huge. I think there's been a big shift in global competition amongst markets, which has prompted for a vast competition for talent across the globe, as we were all experiencing. Two, our environments have really been changing. To the topic of today, I think we broke records for December 16th at a 16, 17 degrees. So climate change is big. There's been scarce raw materials. Production has definitely impacted our external environments. But two that I think have really affected employee engagement, given our new reality, would be one, demographic changes in individualism. So individuals, I feel, are in a place of freedom, given the shifts that we've experienced within our global workforces and organizations. So we're being forced to respond to individual need, to provide accommodating spaces for our diverse workforces, to provide flex environments, to provide remote environments, so on and so forth, based on that personal need. And two, I think, you know, digitalization, probably the biggest one that's affected engagement, and we'll probably continue to talk about that as we go on today. But the mass shift to that, you know, many remote working environments where we were able to do so has certainly affected engagement, whether in a positive or negative sense. I think both has. But I think given all that I've mentioned, leaders and organizations really need to be responding to those factors happening external in order to maintain engagement and build engagement with their employee base internally, and look at how those external factors are affecting our internal people. So to expand on digitalization, because I think that is one of the big ones that's affected the engagement piece for us. You know, so many of us, myself included, have shifted to essentially an entirely remote model. So of course that shifts engagement when it becomes behind a screen versus, hey, want to go grab a bite to eat over lunch with your team, and it's simple. It's a different way of engaging, and it is a shift for both individuals and organizations. And I think it's changed our routines, the way in which our teams, our employees engage with each other. You know, take, for example, the holidays. So we're in December now, it's holiday season. Typically, previous reality at this time of year, we might have had in-person holiday parties, get-togethers, maybe some travel to go to different holiday parties for different teams, but all of that has become virtual. So I think that's shifted and affected employee engagement in that sense. It's essentially become remote. So back to that question, it always has been, how do we continue to engage our employees in this remote world, given the digitalization of things? How do we maintain engagement levels across the board with the changes in our day-to-day? I think, you know, engagement has become something totally different. It's no longer the late nights grabbing a drink, the lunches every quarter to celebrate something. I think organizations and leaders need to recognize that and, you know, respond to those external factors, reinforce internal factors, and bring about a new and innovative cultural piece that's different than it was previously, yes, but still engaging. So all in all, I think, you know, engagement has completely shifted. But I think there's a lot of positive that came out of it. There was a lot of challenge that came out of it. But I think we're, you know, we really just need to look at these changes and how we can capitalize on them. I really don't think engagement isn't dead. It's just different to answer your question.
Absolutely. So a lot of these kind of external changes or shifts that are really kind of flipping employee engagement on its head. So what's kind of the biggest need or the greatest challenges that you've seen as a result of some of these shifts or changes?
Yeah, for sure. I think biggest challenge, I mean, there's been many different challenges, and I think there's many different needs that come out of those challenges. One of the biggest challenges that I've witnessed and I've seen and read through different forums and things like that as well, is probably around, I mean, multiple things. So communication, I think there's been definitely a challenge around that, given our new environments. There's definitely been a challenge with micromanagement in some organizations and some leaders. It's kind of that, you know, we're used to being in an office space side by side, so on and so forth. And it was easy to just hop on over, ask somebody a question. But now that it's virtual, I think sometimes the need to kind of constantly check in and ask what's going on became a little bit of a challenge. Lack of work-life balance. I'm sure we've all read that in the news, the media, through different podcasts and forums. That was a big one. Stress from that has been a big challenge when it's come to kind of the engagement piece and employees overall. And I think ultimately some of those items really led to burnout for many different people on an engagement standpoint. And, you know, when you look at that as challenges, even your highest, most engaged employees prior to these recent shifts in our new reality, you know, they're going to lose that kind of that oomph for, you know, their work day to day if these challenges continue to persist. So I think we need to look at what our needs are in respect to responding to those challenges. So communication, number one, if you have a team who doesn't know and understand what's going on within their work environment, their engagement drops. If you're not associating your day to day to that bigger picture, to building a culture, to building out the mission, the vision, the goals within the organization, and building something your employees align with, your talent feels as though, you know, they wouldn't be in queue or in the loop, but you want them to be in the loop. You want to communicate with them to bring forth the productivity and for them to see how their productivity and their efforts make a positive impact on, you know, that organizational culture, the vision, the mission, and the goals. And I think that's a big need to continue to promote employee engagement. And number two, and something I'm a huge advocate for, is employee listening. So hearing your employees, this is kind of a two-parter. One, you need to hear them. You need to understand how they feel. The past 2 years, and not to capitalize on just the past 2 years, but just in a general sentiment, you know, we need to understand our employees and hear them out in respect to, you know, pros and cons. How do they feel? What do they need? What's working? What lacks? What do they have enough of? What do they absolutely love? And let's keep doing it. But then as the part two, you've got to take action. I think to build appropriate employee engagement, it's one thing to hear out your teams and to hear how everyone feels and what they need. But it's a whole nother perspective and a whole nother ball game when you actually act on it as a leader, as an organization. So, you know, look into people analytics, run an engagement survey, run internal surveys, for example, understand the pros and cons and the feedback across the board. You will experience pros, you will hear cons, but the important piece of that listening is actually acting on it. I think, looking at engagement and a common thread that has happened for many organizations over the past 2 years, for example, would be that remote environment really pulled back on celebration. So many organizations might have had feedback that, you know, we're not celebrating enough at this point in time. And we as employees, we want more of that, which I mean, you know, we didn't really have the capability, like I mentioned earlier, to go grab a drink after work. It's different now. So, you know, as a leadership team, I think how we're acting and what we're doing, I think it all needs to link back to that acting and listening piece. We hear them as a leadership team. You know, we look at the feedback from our talent. Maybe they feel that there isn't enough visibility of growth and performance, as another example, or how to build their career. So what are we hearing from them and how are we acting on it? I think that's a big need for many organizations when it comes to employee engagement, is really understanding your team and your talent and acting on it. When you act on something and you showcase action, you have an engaged workforce that wants to keep voicing and being honest and building more. And then you have that flip side, you know, that commitment of your team, like, yeah, I want to be a part of this. They hear us. We're working on this together. We're building out something great. And, you know, it's not all focused on cons. There's, of course, the positives and the pros as well. But I think those would be the biggest needs and challenges that I've witnessed for sure over the past while.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I think you kind of nailed it there with the piece about taking action is really the critical part, because too often you see in an organization that they might do an engagement survey or a pulse survey or something, but then they just kind of sit on that data and don't do anything with it, where you need to kind of feed that back to the employees to let them know, like, first, we heard what you're saying, and second, here's what we're actually going to do about it, which is really that take action piece that you're talking about. So that makes so much sense.
Exactly.
So you kind of touched a little bit on what companies can do to make sure their employees are engaged by making sure that the leaders are kind of communicating that larger picture and making sure that everyone's aligned to the mission and vision, and also obviously listening to employees and taking action on what they tell you. So what else do you think organizations can do to make sure that their employees remain engaged?
Yeah, for sure. I think absolutely to link to my points previously, you know, the communication, the listening and the action are so important. But I think continuing to provide communication, which is clear and concise. So to expand a little bit on the communication piece, if you have communications that are clear, understandable, that reach employees in ways that they're engaging with and they're interacting with, you have employees who now feel involved. They feel considered. They feel a part of something bigger, even during these uncertain times, regardless of where we're all at, remote, in office, wherever we are, they feel a part of something. I think listening to how everyone's feeling, providing employees grace, gratitude, appreciation for your talent and team and efforts, you know, and the team's efforts throughout such a huge disruption in our society, our economies, and the globe, in both our personal and professional lives, is so important in a sense of what organizations can do. When I say provide your employees grace too, you know, I think work-life balance is a very big one. And to have an engaged workforce, you know, for any of us as humans to be top of mind and to be engaged and to be on the ball and on the roll all the time, like, we need to have space to also take care of ourselves. So I think that's a big one. And that's why I kind of say providing grace and gratitude and appreciation for your talent, but providing that work-life balance for them allows for an employee to feel engaged and to feel connected with their workplace, and appreciative of the workplace also valuing them and their time and their wellness. I think taking action in a multitude of ways is very important. Again, showing that appreciation, providing support for your employees, involving your talent and your teams in action planning. You know, we'll go back to that listening piece and listen to how they feel and take action. But I think it's so important to also involve them in decision-making and allow them to feel a part of, you know, making that next step. So if the feedback is, you know, we want to learn more about how we can grow and build our career. Okay, that's wonderful. And as a leader, that's great. Let's do it. Let's figure out what we need. And asking them a question back, what would you need to fulfill that piece? What should we look at implementing and involve your talent in that decision-making process? I think really engages them in such a time of uncertainty and stress in general. And, you know, they'll feel appreciative and they'll feel associated to that organization and the bigger picture when they see their leaders sorting out to understand how team members feel, seeing those leaders acting upon their feelings and listening to their input, I think will really provide for a lot of success for organizations. And importantly, you know, trusting your team, trust your talent, provide them with new responsibilities, give them new capability, allow them to grow, show them that you trust in their efforts and their engagement allows them to feel a value and continues to build their engagement with you as a leader and with you as an organization in the greater picture. And I think even more importantly, and back to that celebration team piece and within your teams, you know, yeah, we don't have the ability to maybe be in person all the time and hang out in a sense like we used to, but designate time for your teams, for bonding, create opportunities for them to connect, whether that be creating a virtual water cooler chat, like, you know, simulating something that we used to have in an office space that used to be a norm, going and grabbing a coffee, running into someone, chatting with them. I think bringing different life aspects of our previous norm to our present reality allows an organization to, you know, really pull that employee engagement piece, especially in these kind of uncertain times as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the part about kind of making sure employees are involved in their own career growth and career development. So kind of speaking of that, what skills or competencies do you think are most important right now for employees to develop and to grow in their careers?
Yeah, absolutely. And I honestly love this question. I've had multiple conversations over the past while with different coworkers and friends from previous as well, in regards to competency and looking at a talent perspective as well. And what do we need? So I love this question because I look at it in two different ways. So one way I look at it on a professional note, so within a career environment, going to work day in and day out, I think competencies that are important for any employee to build and develop at this time would be one, dependability, reliability, linking it back to trusting your employees. So leaders are looking to trust their employees to give them more responsibility, to trust in their capability. But I think it's equally as important for an employee on a flip side to showcase they are reliable, they're trustworthy, they're dependable. Regardless of the environment that we're in, we're here, we're working hard, we're getting things done day in and day out. So I think that's very, very important, even just given the shifts in our realities. Conflict resolution, I think, is always important. Right now, we're, you know, I mentioned at the beginning when you and I were just chatting this afternoon, I've had some weird situations with Zoom. But I think, you know, conflict resolution, big thing. Like, technology doesn't always align with us every single day. Little things happen. So let's adapt to them. Adaptability on that piece is so important given these times. Teamwork, more than ever, collaboration has become different. Without the ability to be necessarily in person, but I think teamwork's equally as important, having that skill set. Positivity, I think all in all, having a positive mindset, looking at the bigger picture, promoting drive, promoting ambition to achieve, and working with your organization and being a part of that. And it instills a very positive and enjoyable culture as well when you have an employee base who sees that positivity and alignment. And I mean, creativity. So I think, you know, there's been so many shifts globally over the past couple of years. You know, I think looking at different innovative ways to continue to resolve and build out solutions to challenges, to positive aspects that continue to kind of disrupt or come at us day to day in our environment. So bringing forth a creative mindset as well. I think those are very core competencies, I think, are extremely important for an employee looking from a career perspective to bring to work every day, are important. But a big reason why I love this question is I also look at competencies on a personal side. So I think it's so important as a human being, as an employee, to build a balance for yourself, both within your career and your personal life. And I think there's core competencies that link the two together that are equally as important to kind of instill within yourself. So, you know, recognizing, building balance as an employee, recognizing boundaries, taking care of yourself, looking at wellness, taking up hobbies, you know, creating a work-life balance is so important. And by no means am I disregarding, you know, our work schedules and what we've got to get done day in, day out, regardless of what's going on a career perspective. But I'm just such a strong advocate for that work-life balance and that wellness and employee life piece that I think is equally as important for both leaders to instill within their talent, but talent to also instill with themselves, you know, taking up hobbies, building out things that you love, you know, one that includes a career that you love, yes, but also looking at what you enjoy to do and sharing that within your career as well. You know, I'm sitting here kind of sad that it's a little bit warm because I'm a skier. I'm like, man, all I want is snow. All I want to do is get on the hill. And it's a huge part of who I am and a hobby that I love. But I equally love my career just as much. So I think having that balance where you always have something to look forward to is a huge competency that anyone needs to instill with themselves. You know, taking care of yourself on an external standpoint brings forth that internal motivation and drive to go to work every day and love what you do, but you love your life outside. I think, you know, you're your most important investment. We've all heard it 100 times. But it's so important to hone in on that competency as well and really take pride in it, I think, is equally as important.
Yeah, cool. I like how you kind of split that question into the professional side and the personal side. And I think a lot of those competencies you mentioned kind of seep over or cross into both realms anyways. Like if you look at like creativity and trustworthiness, of course, those are important at work, but they're also important in everyday life as well. And then those the boundaries or the self-awareness that you're talking about on the more personal side could also really come in handy on the more professional side as well. So that's kind of cool. So what do you think organizations can do to make sure that they support the learning and career growth of their people? So how can they kind of put things in place to help people improve their teamwork or their creativity or their self-awareness or any of these skills that we've talked about that are critical?
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, learning, career growth, and just growth as a person is so important. I think first and foremost, as an organization or as a leader, providing an environment in which an employee feels valued. So learning, growth, they're all common wishes. When you look at kind of people analytics, let's say you ran an engagement survey and you're looking at the metrics and the pros and cons which came back, most organizations might see these pieces as key pieces of feedback. You know, everyone wants to learn, everyone wants to grow. So how can an organization implement a learning environment and culture in which career growth and growth as a person is equally as important? So a couple of things I think that we can do and we can look at on this front. One, providing feedback in real time. So, you know, some organizations might do annual reviews, some might do quarterly, semi-annually, whatever it might be. But I think those reviews are all very important and should continue to be maintained. But I think that real-time feedback allows someone to correct, improve, learn as they go. You know, when you're playing, I used to play basketball and hockey throughout my life, but when you're playing a sport, you know, you're not going to let someone continue to shoot the puck in a certain way if it's really not working. As a coach, you want to teach them, no, let's try it this way. And it teaches them like real time how to correct that action and be better, how they can learn and improve, right? And that flips over to a professional note in respect to kind of career growth too. So that real time feedback as you go about allows any employee to continue to improve and feel valued and heard and seen as well. Flips back to engagement. You know, you're providing feedback. You've got an engaged employee that wants to keep learning. They hear you. They're like, yes, I love this. Implement methods to track goals. So in perspective of the feedback piece as well, how are you tracking goals with your team and your talent? Whether those be personal, team goals. Are you scheduling time to do those sync ups, those check-ins, those annual, semi-annually, quarterly reviews? Are you aligning metrics with their personal goals as well as the broader team goals? Are they looking at kind of, you know, both sides? Do they have goals associated with both? And providing that feedback as well. I think knowing where to improve and what's working well is really the key in any personal and professional development, honestly, on an organizational level. And to that front, implementation kind of different processes that might help leaders assess their team members on an organizational basis is great as well. So internal systems, I think, are important. And on that perspective, learning management systems or LMS systems, highly beneficial. I love them. I think they provide different scalable solutions to different employee growth and professional development perspectives. You know, it allows organizations, leaders, team members, and talent to create and store or track and deliver different learning tools, which employees could use both personally, they could use it professionally. It could be launched in a mandatory or voluntary way. I think allows any organization to provide a different opportunity to learn on both that mandatory and voluntary perspective, so that employees have kind of the capability to do both based on what they're looking for. Mentoring and coaching programs. That's a big one that I absolutely love and have really, I think they've really blown up over the past couple of years as well across many different sectors too, to really support the employee growth and professional development. I think with these coaching and mentoring programs, a big piece of it as well in respect to learning and career growth with people is promoting working in tandem with your talent rather than demanding or providing orders. So when I say that, you know, you've got leaders that we need X and X done for such and such project, this is what needs to happen now. It's more of that, you know, next step order. And then once that's completed, this is what needs to happen next kind of thing, versus working in tandem and coaching and mentoring and working with your talent. I think that really provides and allows for a stronger support of employee growth and development overall. If you kind of build out kind of that coaching piece, again, being a sports advocate all my life, I think that's kind of how I've always grown up. And what I've always appreciated as well as an employee in my professional career now too, is working together as a team, having that, you know, subject matter expert, that coach there to help you all along and to learn from, but working together in tandem really allows for that learning and growth piece, I think, on a career perspective as well. But, and lastly, I would say providing recognition and rewards. Everyone loves a good pat on the back. Everyone loves to hear, you know, that was awesome. you scored the goal and it was unreal and everybody's cheering. It's great. You know, everyone loves to have that recognition and rewards piece. I think it's so vital. It keeps employees happy. It keeps them motivated. It really instills a company culture that rewards and recognizes, you know, exceptional work. And I think from here, you build a talent pool of internal employees who feel valued. They feel motivated to want to capitalize on all other outcomes that you've provided to help them continue to grow, learn, develop, prosper, and, you know, continue to achieve those rewards and recognition as they go on. So that's a big one. But I think all those different pieces organizations can definitely look at to support the learning and career growth of their talent for sure.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I love how you kind of weave the sports analogy throughout the whole thing there, from like setting those goals and then giving that real-time feedback, and then some of the higher level mentoring and coaching and recognition and rewards. That's awesome and makes a lot of sense
for sure.
So my final question of the day is just kind of broad and open-ended. If you have any advice or tips for other HR professionals out there who might be working on making their employee engagement more effective or building out some of their talent initiatives.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, biggest takeaways from everything we've chatted about today is, one, really just listen to your people, especially in the new reality that we're facing. The past couple of years have been difficult. They've been different. And I think listening and understanding and hearing your team and your talent and taking action allows their voices not to fall, but to be heard. I think first and foremost is extremely important. And as we continue to go forward, regardless of our reality, it will always be something very important. Listening is key, and action is even better, right? I think, you know, looking at responding to our external environments, to touch on that point again, and understanding the impact that the external reality can have on a person, on talent, on the internal culture, and providing a stable, established, and welcoming culture inside that responds to those external factors to build out something positive and a strength internally. I think that's definitely a big one. And building a culture of inclusivity, balance, and positivity. We live in a world where we're all in different places, different aspects of life. We are all different people. I think promoting wellness, promoting personal time, allowing employees space to disconnect, especially during these times, it becomes so, so easy to not realize what time it is. And all of a sudden it's 8 p.m. and you're like, oh, you know, I haven't grabbed dinner yet. And everybody's still going strong. And, you know, that's wonderful. And that's great. And you have a driven talent base. But I think it's important to advocate for and promote that wellness piece and act on it and really stick to it as a leader and as an employer or as an HR professional looking at engagement. And, you know, I think with that, your actions are seen, your actions are heard. If you're looking to build out a strong pool of talent and really to attract top talent in the global war for talent right now, I think you need to be an inspiration as a professional, as an organization, as a leader, to set a precedent and an example and really care about your people. Celebrate each other, celebrate the wins, find different ways to celebrate. How does everyone prefer to celebrate? Try new things, you know, celebrate diversity, celebrate one another. Our people are our most important investment at the end of the day. So don't forget that your people are what drive the business success, and the outcomes. I think engagement stems from all of those pieces, and your employees are the most important investment at the end of that day.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. Well, that was my last question. So I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on our podcast today and sharing all of your great insights into employee engagement and building internal talent. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. It was my pleasure to be here.